Okay, let's begin Shvius Daf Pei Vav, the second to last daf here in Maseches Shvius, and we are on Pei Hei Amud Beis in this exciting discussions of Shmitas Ksafim. Perek HaShvius, the 10th perek here, we're on Pei Hei Amud Beis, and we spoke about Edim. We spoke about Edim signed on a shtar. Interesting line that we had. Who is the Gemara asked? Mimodia. We know that, but when it comes to Shmita, unlike a shtare milve, the exact opposite halacha applies. When it comes to Shemitah, then a shtar prizbal muktam is kosher, because it just hurts me. And meuchar is pasul, because then I might include loans that shouldn't be included in the prizbal that are. And by a shtare milve, by loans it's the opposite, but a muktam is pasul, because I'm going to include lands that shouldn't be able to be collected by the creditor, and it will be. And Meuchar would be kosher. So exactly the opposite that we had. So Gemara asked yesterday, so how do we know? We just see Edom signed on a shtar. How do we know that it was Muktam or Meuchar? The Gemara says, the Edom told us. What do you mean the Edom told us? Doesn't Reish Lakish say that Edom chasumen al ashtar, nasa kamish nechkarei dusum abesdit, that Edom signed on a shtar is like they give testimony in court, and therefore you can't take back your testimony in court. So if you signed a shtar, you can't say then, well, I didn't mean it. Oh, it wasn't the right date. You wrote the date. So the answer is, the Gemara says, well, they said they only signed on the content. They didn't sign on the date. Right? That's the only part of the shtar that they were signing on. Okay. And then we had a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether the shtar is totally pasul or it is kosher from the time that it was actually written and signed. You go by that, and it's a similar machlokas that we have in other places as well. Okay, so now we're up to shtar shizmano, pehem abes. Shtar shizmano kasuv bishabes. You have a shtar that it says on it, this is a Tosefta, it's quoted elsewhere, in Baba Basra also, a shtar that's signed, and you see it's signed on Shabbos. And you know the guy's a Shomer Shabbos person. So how could the shtar have been signed on Shabbos? And it says the Hebrew date. So the Hebrew date is, you can't say it's like Motsoi. Right, so it says the Hebrew day. So how was it signed on Shabbos? Oh, Basar B'Tishrei, or it was signed on Yom Kippur. Right, so doesn't, how exactly is that possible? It doesn't say Chol HaMoed, because maybe there are ways that you're allowed to sign Sorach Mitzvah Chol HaMoed, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So what's the halacha machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Why? Because you could assume that it was a shtar meuchar. You could assume that it was really written earlier, signed earlier, and it is a kosher shtar. Look at the Mara folder for a second. Yehuda Machshir, third wide line. Kolcha chai shtar lo nechta b'Shabbos yom kippurim. Right, obviously the shtar was not written. You don't assume that this person violated Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Meuchar hu v'kasher. V'yaf b'shtar ba'al mashein sham shum hochacha lo hochiach mitocho. And even though by a regular shtar that there is no hochacha, there is nothing from within the shtar that tells you im meuchar im muktam. There's no other evidence that tips you off that this shtar would be muktam meuchar. Abuse still says it's kasher. So says it's kosher. Kol shekein, surely if there would be any other hochacha, ksas, that it would be kosher. But that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Even just seeing that it was written on Shabbos, this person is a Shomer Shabbos person, it must be that it was a meuchar shtar. You assume it's a kosher shtar, meuchar. Again, shtar chov. Rabbi Yossi posel, Rabbi Yossi says no, pasel, maybe it's a muktam. Okay, I don't have to think that it was, he signed on Shabbos, but maybe it was a muktam. It was predated, and Rabbi Yossi's lashon is, the Mara Folda explains, Yad Bal Hashtar Al HaTachtona. The Yad Bal Hashtar, he is the lower hand, not the upper hand, and therefore, tough luck, he cannot collect. Maybe it's a muktam. Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, you say it's pasul. Maisa Balafanecha B'Tzipori V'Echsharta. Wasn't there a story in Tzipori that it was this kind of shtar and you kashered, you were machshir? So Amar Lo, Ani Lo Echsharti. No. I don't remember that. Ani Lo Echsharti, I was not machshir. Vim Echsharti, Echsharti. What does that mean? Machlokas in the Mefarshim, what exactly that means. The Mara Folda says, and if I did it, it was a mistake. If I did it, it was a mistake. Last line of the Mara Folda, Im echsharti echsharti, v'hashta ani chozer bi, v'chayshin al leziyaf. I take it back. If I did that psak, that was a wrong psak. That's how the Mara Folda understands, Im echsharti echsharti. Reb Chai Kanievsky says it means, Im echsharti, if I kashered it, I must have kashered it. There must have been other details of that case that I don't remember. I must have cautioned it for a different reason. V'mechsharati, okay, I was machsharit. But it doesn't prove anything about this case. See the last Reb Chaim Kenievsky on the page. V'ani lo echsharti. Ani eini zachur shehechsharti. V'mechsharti bivadai hayabo tam acher lahachsher. Must have been a different reason, right? Sometimes you don't remember all the details of the case. And, you know, sometimes that could lead to inappropriate applications of an earlier psak. So he's saying, I don't know, but don't bring me any raya's from that case. So we have a machlokes about the shtar that you have this written, and the question is what he answered. Havin boy meimar, the talmidim of the yeshiva wanted to say. Havin boy meimar, we're going to flip the gersos here. Man to amar pasul, the one who says pasul. Question is, are we talking about a prizbol or are we talking about a shtar milveh? So we're assuming that we're going to talk about a shtar milveh. So my question is, which direction the muktam and the meuchar go? So man to amar pasul, the one who says pasul mishum muktam. The one who says pasul is because muktam, and therefore it is pasul. Umanda amar kasher mishum meuchar. And according to the one who says pasul, so then it is because it is meuchar. One more line. Ela manda amar pasul. So the Gemara says, we thought to say, have a boy meimar, that the reason that you would say pasul, if you have the shtar that's dated on a Shabbos or a Yom Kippur, the reason that it would be pasul is because it's a muktam. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Even if you're not choshesh muktam, maybe you're just choshesh that ela mandam repasol mishum ziyuf. What does that mean? You just think that there's something false about the shtar. What does that mean? Look at the top Pnei Moshe. Ela mandam repasol mishum ziyuf. Hashasu demasikla. The Gemara is ending this sugya. Ela hada veboin meimar vekamer delohi. The Gemara says no. It's the psul is not because of the chash that it is a muktam. Delakulei amo yish litlos lachshir velo meuchar. Maybe everybody agrees that yeah, if you have a choice, okay, meuchar is kasher. Why ela my time at the mandam repasol mishum ziyuf klomar. Meaning, we know there's a concept called kiyum shtaris. Midaraisa, if I have a star, and the star is signed, it's kosher. But we know from elsewhere, midarabanan, there's a concept called kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris means I need to verify the star that it is a kosher star. How do you do verification? Three plus, at least three different ways. Either I can get the edim to say, these are our signatures, or I could get other people to say, these are those people's signatures. Or I could get another shtar that's already been verified and has the stamp of Beis Din on it, a hanpik, that it's verified, and compare the signatures. So any of those three, plus other ways, work. Midrabanan. Midaraisa, a shtar is a shtar, and it's a kosher shtar. But midrabanan, we require kiyum shtaris. So that's, what if you have a shtar that's mekuyim that's dated on Shabbos? Right? So is that, what do you do there? So that's what the Pnei Moshe is referring to. The issue here is just, it was signed on Shabbos, you think the whole thing, there's something fishy going on here. And therefore you're not going to trust it. But if it's a shtar mekuyim, if it's already shtar mekuyim, then it will be okay. That's the nafkamina. Since it already has the wrong date, then maybe the rest of the shtar is also false. So therefore, that's the problem. Avalam ashtar mekuyamu, I'm still reading the Pnei Moshe. If the shtar is mekuyam, it's already verified. Modehu detolonomar shemuchar v'kosher. Right? So we'll agree that it's meuchar, but that's only as long as you know the shtar is a kosher shtar, everything else. If you don't know it's a kosher shtar, if you don't know it's mekuyam, then you'd be worried about ziyuf. Okay. The Meiri, this Tosefta also appears in Baba Basra. Kuf ayin aleph, amid aleph. And the Meiri there, just to summarize this halachas, the Meiri says, "Zstar shesmano kasev basar betishrei shu yom kippurim o b'shabbes hadavar yadua." That it's known, shein kosvin shtar v'lo konin mi bar. You don't do kinyanim on Shabbos. You don't write on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So donin oso kim uchar uvade be'erev Shabbos or erev Yom Kippurim hayu umachshim rasay. You definitely wrote it on erev. You're already in the Yom Kippur mode on erev Yom Kippur. So you already wrote Yom Kippur because that's what's on your mind. You're ready on Erev Shabbos. Right? It's more of a if it's Sunday you're not focusing on Shabbos. Sunday is the new week, right? The day after Yom Kippur, you're thinking about Sukkos, right? Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Shabbos, and then Nistama. That's what you wrote it. Ve'ein omrim sheyad bal hashtar al hatachtona viladuna kumugdemes. We don't say, says the Meiri, we don't say like Reb Yossi that you get a pasul because maybe you think it's a muktam. She'eino am yad bal hashtar al hatachtona ela kishiyei safek bimashma hashtar atzmo. Only when there's something within the shtar itself that seems to be fishy besides the date, that's when you would passel the shtar. Aval zu, shashtar atzmo borer umikuyam. But the rest of the shtar is clear, kol sheyesh derech lomar, bo shu meuchar, ein choshtin es ha'edim achshir noso. We're not choshtin the edim, that they did something wrong, and we're machshir it. Ah. Rambam's yardside, chav teves. Right, says the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, based on the Rif. The Rif also quotes it, but the Rambam quotes it too. Parag Yutes Halacha Gimel. Yutes Gimel and Hilchas Eidus. Very important Rambam. Eide Shtar. Ein Eide Shtar Nasin Zomamin. Ad She Yomru Bebezdin Shtar Ze Bizmano Kasvu Velo Echanuhu. What if you have a shtar? We know Edom Zomamin. Spoke about that recently. Edom Zomamin. The later Edom come and say, you were with us, you couldn't have been there, and therefore we give them the punishment that the... Oh, we spoke about Hazama when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Even by Edom, we still accept the... It's still Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Edei Shtar, they can't be huzamed unless they said in court, this is the date that we signed on this shtar. Because, based on what we just said, you could always think that a shtar is me'uchar. So if Edom come and say, you were with us at the time that you said you signed on the shtar, so, imanu ayisem, guess what? They're not Edom Zomamin, because it could always be that it was a shtar me'uchar. That's how the Rambam and the Rif, you read this Gemara, you just think it's about shtaris. The Rif, the Rambam, bring in Edom Zomamin. That there's no Edom Zomamin, unless you know for sure, they testified in court that Bizmano Kasvanu Velo Ichanu. Aval Im Lo Amru Kain. But if they did not say this, if you have a shtar that Edom signed, and it says the date, and then other Edom came along, Edom Mazimin came along and said, they couldn't have signed this, they were with us, are they Edom Zomamin? No. Afal Pi Shizmano Shoshtar Be'echa Benisan Bi Yerushalayim Ubo Edom Vehidu She'edi Ashtar Ha'yimam Biyom Zeh Bibavel. You know, growing up in America, we usually use like New York and Chicago, right? The Rambam uses Yerushalayim and Bavel, right? That's what we should use. Those are the Rambam says. The Rambam didn't use Egyptian cities either. But the Rambam says, if they say that, Hashtar kasher v'edim ksherim, she'efshar she'ich ruhu v'kasvuhu, kishayi b'Yerushalayim b'echad ba'adar, kasvu shtar zeh. Maybe they wrote it in Adar. V'ichru zmano v'kasvu zmano nisan. That is the Rambam's shita. Where does the Rambam get this from? Does it say this anywhere in Shas? No. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Zeo Das HaRif. The Rif says this in Baba Kama. And he quotes a Raya that's as follows from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shtar Shizmano Kasu Becha Benisan Bishmita. Ubo Edom Vamar Hechatem Edom Al Shtar Zeo. Alo Adobosu Ayom Imano Yisim Akamploni. Hashtar Kash Edom Ksherim. Chashin Hashem Echru Vakasvu. That's one. So that's the case of Sanhedrin Lamed Beis. I shouldn't say it doesn't say it. That's where the Kesef Mishnah says it says it. But the Kesef Mishnah says, I have a different Raya. Argamar. Right, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis talks about doesn't talk about Shabbos. Right, that's why I said it doesn't say it beferish. Right, it talks about Shabbos that it says one day, it says just one date. It says a date. So any shtar, any date, you could always say shtar me'uchar. But the Kesef Mishnah says, V'linera od raya midatanya. From the Braisa that says, shtar shizmano kasu b'shabas o basar b'tishrei v'cholo, harei shala hachshir ashtar omrim shu me'uchar, umemela miskashri edim. That is the Kesef Mishnah says that our Rambam and the Rif gets it from our Gemara. This is against the Balamar. The Torah quotes this Rambam. The Torah in Simen Mem Gimel in Hilchas Halvaos in Choshe Mishpat quotes this Rambam and Rif, and then the Beis Yosef notes this is against the Balamar. The Balamar, the Ran quotes the Balamar in Ksubis, and the Balamar says there's no Eide Hazama by Shtar. Right, it's clear from the Rambam that if you knew for sure, if the Edom admitted, the Rambam says it, if the Edom admitted that it was signed on time, it's not Meuchar or Mukdam, then there is Hazama. There is Hazama, because that's the Rambam says. There's no idea Hazama, because it might be Me'uchar. But the Balamor, Reb Zerachi Alevi says, the Be'edis al Pehu Di'ika Hazama, but lo Be'edis Peshtar, La'olam. The whole Chiddush, right, the Beis Yosef continues, that we know Edom Zomamin is a Chiddush, Ein L'chaba El Chidusho. Therefore you limit the Chiddush, and therefore Hazama only applies by actual live Edom and Bezdin. Edus al Peh. But Edus Bishtar, there is no Hazama. That relates back to what we discussed last week about Hazama and Kiddush HaChodesh, the Reb Chaim. That Hazama is Shem Eid Zomeim, it's not just for the Maisa Avera, but it's the status that's achieved. So it could be the Balamor is holding that Shemed Zomim is only when there's an actual aid there, right? Maybe it doesn't apply to Shtaris. There are other reasons, but that's an important machlokas to be aware of. Whether there's Eide Hazama by Shtar, the Rambam says yes. The Rambam here says no, but it's no because you, Chashash, maybe it's a Meuchar. But fundamentally, it's yes. And the Balamar says fundamentally no. Okay, we continue. Second line. The Mishnah said that you only write a prizbal if the love has karka. Says the Gemara, that's actually a machlokas. Rav amar, hushi yekarka lamalve, ulalove. Rav says the malve and the love need to have karka in order to write a prizbal. The Pnei Moshe says, you're not so much just on the karka of the love, maybe the love will sell his karka. But if the malva has, and the malva, as we learned in the Mishnah, could always be mezake, the love with the karka. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, either one. Lo malva ava bishein lalove, lalove ava bishein lamalve. Either of them have karka, that is good enough. I remember we said yesterday, the machlokas we shown him, why do you need karka? Either because Rashi, Shchiach, right, that's Shchiach, or two, it's Kegavi Dami, right, the two different days in the Rishonim. Ein lo karka, v'lachayav in lo karka, kozen lo prizbal. What if the love has no karka, but he has people who owe him money, and they have land? That's good enough, because that also is connected to the love. Rebbe ba b'shem Rav, mishein lo ela kelach echad, b'toch sadeo kozen lo prizbal. Even if a person only has one stalk, kelach, marafolda, shell kruv, cabbage, you have one cabbage. One cabbage, you're ready to write a prizbal for that cabbage. Does that mean the actual cabbage? Does that mean the land that the cabbage is growing out of? That's 2 days in the marafolda here, based on the Gemara in Meseches Gittin. Look at the marafolda, kelachachat shel kruv. She'en lo karka klal. What if you have no karka? You don't own the karka, you only own the cabbage stalk coming out of the karka. That's good enough. In Gittin, it's mashma. We're talking about the spot, the ground that is growing from. Even if it's one spot. The F Shalomar says the Marafola. It could be there's no machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It could be that the Bavli says it has to be the makom akelach, the spot on the ground where it's growing. No, it could be here too, because we're not talking about metaltalin. It wasn't detached yet. It's growing from the ground. So even if this is all you have, you don't own the ground at all. You just own the cabbage. That could be good enough because the mechuber gamur hu vavika karka lekulei alma. So maybe it's not a machlokas. Good. Vatani, we learned in a braisa. Hashutvin varisin v'ha'apitropin ein lahem prizbal. All these people don't have a prizbal. Shutvin, a partner. Because I don't own the land. If the love is a partner in land, he doesn't own the land fully, exclusively. So it's not good enough. Arisen, a sharecropper. I don't really own the land. I'm working. Abutropin, I'm just taking care of the land. I'm an agent. So no prizbal. 1 second. What's the Gemara's question? But even if you have one cabbage stalk, that's good enough. You're saying a partner has less than that. If I'm a partner in a big field, I have more than one cabbage stalk. So Gemara says, maybe not. Amrin, Taman, right? For Shutfis, this line all the way at the end of Kilai, of Shvius. Amrin, Taman, Kol Kalav HaKalash HaShutfisu. Over there, by the partners, it could be, how do you look at partnership ownership? Maybe you don't own anything exclusively. Every little parcel and little bit is joint. So maybe that's not good enough. Unlike if you own one little stalk of cabbage yourself, maybe that's good enough. Bramhacha hu shelo. Right? So there could be a difference. We've discussed in the past the idea of shutfis. Shutfis is the different day is exactly what how do you look at shutfis? How do you look at that type of ownership? Is it one bailus, right, on the entire property? Right? Each of us own everything. And like we could be like the could look at as one subsumed over another. Is that what Bila says? Everybody owns everything, or everybody only owns half, like it gets into issues of Brera, or everybody owns half of every tiny little molecule. Right? You don't actually split it. Is that how you look at it? Right? Or there's something new, there's a new bylaws called Shutfis, and we don't exactly have a model for it. So there's different evidence in the Rishonim and the Achronim on that. So again, this Gemara might be saying that, Shutfis is nothing exclusive. every little bit is owned jointly. And maybe that's not good enough for Shvius. Shvius, you need a exclusive, you own something. And, you know, it could be one cabbage is better than 500 acres, right, that you own B'Shutfis. So that could be what the Gemara is saying. Shutfis also, if you remember, we always like to put this together with the other types of joint ownerships in Halacha. Shutfis, Tzibur, how do you compare two Shutfim and a Tzibur? There's a difference between Shutfin and Tzibur. Public, is that better? Is that worse? Right, when I have Tzibur, do I have more a hold on a Tzibur, because I'm part of the Tzibur, or do I have less? It's kind of like a public, and nobody owns it except the public. So Tzibur, Shutfin, Tusas Habayis, if the person dies, all of his estate. The estate is also a type of joint ownership. How do you look at that? That's only, are they partners automatically? The Gemara talks about whether Yerushim are considered Lekuchos or not Lekuchos. And the other joint status is Chatzi Eved Chatzi Menchorin, where somebody owns half of himself and he's owned by half. So that's also something to think about. Okay, that's in terms of Shutfin. We continue. Ma'o lichtov l'aputrapin al nichse yisomen. Can you write an aputrapis? An aputrapis is the guardian. What if an aputrapis is borrowing money? Could you write a prisba for him based on the nichse yisomim? He takes care of the nichse yisomim. So could that help him out? It's the opposite direction, right? We spoke about if the Yisomim, if the Aputrapis has property of the Yisomim, that for sure is going to work because it's really their property. What about the other way? Look at the question. The Marasilio formulates the question. Shalavu Aputrapin Letzorach Atzman. The Aputrapis borrowed money for himself. Elam Karka. V'yeshli Yisomim Karka. Bish Lama Yisomim Nechse Aputrapin. Fine, the other way works. Kivin the Aputrapin Zayni Lulu Yisomim. The Aputrapin feed the Yisomim. Chashvina Kilu Nechseim the Yisomimim. That's it's like the Yisomim's property. What about the other way? So Dishmanim and Adah, learn it from our Mishnah. Kosvin Lish on Nechse Yishto. Right, a man could, you could write a prisma for a man on Nechse Yishto. And the man is like an Aputrapis. Right, al nechse ishto, and therefore, you see, it would work. It would work because he takes care of his wife's possessions. Ma'olot of l'ish al nechse baila, the other way. Nishmanim en adav, v'chin liyasom al nechse apuchapin. So it works in both directions. They each have a connection to those properties. Good. Next part of the Mishnah. Kaveres dvorim, v'chulu. Next part of the Mishnah was the beehive. The big, huge beehive, and the Mishnah quoted three different areas of halacha. Is a beehive considered karka for prisbal, for tuma, for Shabbos? Right, those were the three halachas that were quoted in the Mishnah. So, Rabbi Yavo B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Taima de Rabbi Lazar, why does Rabbi Lazar say that it is considered like karka? Remember Taima? In Yerushalmi means, what's the source? The source is the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Vayavo Amela Ya'ar. Remember the people were fighting against the enemy, and Shlomo Melech says, nobody eat! Nobody's allowed to eat the entire battle. And his own son wasn't there, Yonasan wasn't there, and when he's in the field, he puts his stick down, and he tastes some honey. So, the language used there is, they come to the forest, Vayavo Amela Ya'ar, v'nei Helech Tvash, and there's honey. So ma atshma mina. What does a forest or how is that a source? Amar bimana churcha mafik vash. A forest that's motzi honey. What does a forest have to do with honey? So it must be we're just comparing honey to a forest. That just like a forest is mechubar like karka, so to dvash honey is mechubar to karka, and therefore for all these three halachas it will be considered karka. V'ilu amar, there's another source. Ask the Gemara. V'itbalos abiyaras advash yos. Isn't that a better source? There's a pasuk that says that he Yonasan dipped his stick into yaras dvash. Right? You see in the same phrase a forest of honey. Not just comparing, so isn't that a better source? Shav Yossi Barbun, Meshem Rav Shimon Lakish, you're right, Amar Shema Yasakein. I heard that source. V'yitbol osab Yaris Vash. I heard that source as the source for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Yaris Vash is the name of the Sefer of Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, right? The Yaris Vash. Yaris Vash. Honeycombs. We continue. Ma Anan Kayamin. So, what's the case of Machlokas that we're talking about? Right? Rabbi Eliezer says it's called Mechubar, and the Rabbanan say it is called Talush. What's the case under discussion? Ibn Mechubar is Lakarka. If it's Mamish attached to the ground, like with cement, the Marifolda says Betit. Kolama Modeshika Karka. Even the Rabbanan would say that's Lakarka. If you have a huge honeycomb that's attached to the ground, then for sure that's Mechubar Lakarka. Ibn Asun Al Gabish Deyesedos. If it's on pegs, If it's on pegs, it's not attached at all, it's just sitting on pegs. I'm sure it's not like karka. So what's the case under machlokas? It's on the ground, but it's not cemented to the ground. So that's the question. Is that called mechubur or not? That is the machlokas. Va'asya ki damer Reb Zira b'shem Reb Yirmiya kosvin pruzbal al makomo shel tanur v'makomo shel kira. Right, this brisa, our mishnah is related to the following statement of Reb Yirmiya, that you write a pruzbal even on the spot or where the oven is. Tanur and kira are different types of ovens, as we know, but you write it on the spot where the oven is, which is mashma. You don't write it for the oven itself. Right, the oven itself, that's like the beehive sitting on the ground. So what did our Mishnah say? According to the Rabbanan, that's not called Mechubar. Right, so too Rabbi Yirmiya. That's not called Mechubar. Just because it's sitting on the ground, for these three halachas, it's not called Mechubar. You need the spot of the Kira, the ground. Like the Mara Fulda said, as long as something is mamish Mechubar, you could have a cabbage. But as long as it's Mechubar, that's enough to write a prisma. Again, you might say, what? A cabbage? Once the Rabbanan make the rule that you need karka for prisbal, then you have to have halachic karka, or mechubala karka. And, you know, if it's just sitting on the ground, it is not good enough. Rebbe Chiya bar Ada amar af al makomo shel ner. Even if it's a tiny little spot on the ground, like the place where you put a candle. Place where you put a candle. So that is also af bepaskein machlokes Rebbe Eliezer v'chachamim. So the Gemara says, so what about bread? What about bread in the oven? Let's say you have the oven on the ground. Let's say according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be mechubar. What if you take bread out of an oven? Would that be like taking honey out of the honeycomb? Right, Rabbi Eliezer says that in the Mishnah, if you take honey out of the honeycomb, that's chayiv on Shabbos for kotzer. You're going to tell me the same thing about taking bread out of an oven? Right, if you slop it on the side of the oven like it used to be and take it off, so that can't be. So the Gemara says, no, we won't go that far. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, dvash gidule kaveres, the honey grows in the beehive. The bee stores the honey in the hive and it grows there. It's more of a natural connection. And therefore, when you sever that, so that's going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Pas eino gidule taner. Bread doesn't grow in the oven. And therefore, that is not that is not going to be kotzer. Period. Hamaser Chob Shvius, last little section here. V'amar lo mishamitani. So the Mishnah said that you go through the ceremony, you should go return the load during Shemitah, but the person has to say, no, I'm mishamit, and he says, afal pikein, then you could accept it. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. V'zed devar ha-shmita. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna amar b'safer rafa v'ayimim pshuta l'kabel. Right? What does that mean? It means that when you say, you know what, the guy says, I owe you money, and you have to say, no, I'm mishamet. You could say that, you don't have to scream that. You could just say it softly. Your right hand could be out, ready to collect the money, and, you know, just say it softly, b'safa rafa, yeah, it's okay, I'm mishamet, v'yivin, yamin, p'shuta l'kabel. Why is this important? Because there is a line in Gittin. There's a line in Maseches Gittin, Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara says there, it's unclear what the line means. The Gemara there also says, you can take it back. You kabo mimenu. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Vitali Le Ad Amar Hachi. What does that mean? Sounds like, you hang him until he says it. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Vitali Le Ad Amar Hachi. Emaya Rotel Lach Zarbo, Yitlenu Al Eitz. Im gavra yado ad amale afal pikein. Right, the guy, you say mishametani, so the guy's good saying, okay, see you later. I don't have to pay it back. No. Rashi needs to say you could threaten him and you could like hang him up and say, you know, hold on, okay, fine, I'll pay it back. Okay, great. Right, so that's what it sounds like from Rashi. So the Rush, all the mafarshim there say that's like, okay, you don't have to collect your loan during Shemitah and you're allowed to force him to pay you back. That's not called, until he says afal pikein, says the Rush there, quoting Rashi, v'loni hira de'im kein batalta tarash mita. Of course you're going to get your loan back. V'nira lafarish batali le, you know what that means? Yehei einav tuluyos, yoshev umetzape, ache yomar kach. No, it just means that your eyes should be hanging and looking. Maybe the guy's going to return it to you anyway. That's all you could do. And then the Rush says, the Rush in Gittin, V'chein mefurish b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, you're going to say it's a major machlok about the Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Soft tone. Safaracha v'ayimim b'shut l'kabel. Right? So I'd rather not say it's a major machlok. So therefore, the Rishonim give different pshatim to this line in the Bavli to be able to connect and be parallel with this Yerushalmi. Okay, one more line. Amar Rav Yosi, Chiyosi v'Rotzeach. Achulah. Amar Rav Yosi, Amar Rav Barnash. So just like the Rotzeach, the guy comes to the Ir Miklat, remember, and says, I'm here, and they want to give you shlishi, and you say, I actually killed Bashogig. That's why I'm here. They say, Afal Pikein, you're allowed to accept. But what do you learn from that halacha? Amar Rav Yosi, Amar Barnash, Tani Chada Michla. If somebody learned one Mesechta, let's say they learn Masechta Shvius. V'hu azal asar, you go to a place, v'inu mokrin le begin tarti, and they say, oh, this guy knows Shvius and Trumas. Right? So rachmeim arlon, anachad emichla anachacham. I only know one. Right? So, you're even, if you remember, Gemara Bava Metzia Chav Gimel in the Bavli, you're allowed to lie and say you know less also. But this is saying, if it's true that we know less, then for sure, then one has to have it. But other than that, right, it's inappropriate covet that's coming to you, and we learned that from this halacha. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. Amach Zerchov, and B'Hashem, we'll continue next time with the last daf here in Masechta Shvius.